Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Of our earthly relationships. Wow, what a great statement that is that Jesus Christ was making. But even then, Jesus Christ subjected himself unto his mother and returned back to Nazareth with them. And he showed honor to them. We must honor our mother and our father. The Bible says that your days on this earth may be long. If you ever see a kid, I used to work at Olin Mills where they take pictures. And these kids would come into the place and just be very mean to their parents. And the parents tell them to do something, they wouldn't do it. But just very disrespectful to their parents. And I'm like, wow, that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to show honor unto our mother and father. Remember that they took care of us all these years, and God wants us to recognize that he took care of it. Now, some may say, hey, well, my mom and dad wasn't there for me. They've never done nothing for me. But Jesus Christ has an answer for that as well. Look at what he said in Psalms 27, verse 10. Psalms 27, 10, he says this. He says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Boy, I tell you one thing about God, he always will take care of you. No matter what your mom done or your parent, your dad, Jesus Christ said he will take you up and take care of you. What a great promise we have from the Word of God if we simply do what God has us to do. And what God wants us to do is to honor our mothers and our father, that our days on this earth may be long. I was also studying, there was a story about this lady. She was tracking over the south of Wales, and a blizzard came up. She had her baby with her. A blizzard came up, so a few days later they found the lady. She was dead. But then they found her baby under her, covered up, nice and warm, still alive. The mother gave her life for the baby. I don't know, have any of you guys ever watched nature shows? And you ever seen a mom animal protect her child? She will do it unto the death. And that's what we saw Mary doing at the cross. She knew that going to the cross and to see her son there hanging was a dangerous situation. And she even put herself in that dangerous situation to see her son. What situations would we put ourselves in to see the Son of God? We need to get right close there to the cross as Mary did and see Jesus. When we see Jesus. You know, we always wonder, you know, like I say, I wonder why Jesus Christ, we know that Jesus had half brothers and half sisters. Why didn't he tell them to take care of them? You know, some suggested they weren't saved at the time. But he turned to the disciple and said, behold our mother. And John the Beloved takes care of Mary throughout to the end of her life there. So the message today is honor thy mother and thy father. No matter what they've done to you, God didn't give a condition, say honor your mother and father if they've been good, did he?
No.
That's right. It doesn't matter if they haven't been good to you. I just told you in Psalms 27 verse 10, when thy mother and thy father forsake me, then will I take you up. He will take on those roles. God wants you to honor your mother and father irregardless of how they treated you. If you're blessed that your parents took care of you well, praise the Lord. And if you're not, God stood in the gap and took care of that for you. And you need to be obedient to Him. And if you really honor your father, God is our father. And we honor Him only by this. Remember this. We only honor Him by keeping His commandments. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.